Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Spiritual Awakening with Spirit Medium and Psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm, the show that's good for the soul. Music, chat, mediumship, and more. We've got it all, so stay tuned, sit back, and enjoy the show. Andrew will be using his unique brand of mediumship to connect you with your loved ones in the spirit world. And here's your host, Andrew D.
Well, good evening to you, and I hope you are fine wherever you are today, tonight, this evening, and I hope the weather is wonderful where you are, and especially for our callers from California or the West Coast, as I know you like to call it out there. Well, what's happening in the UK here? We always like to talk about the weather, do we? But I'm happy. It's subtropical in my my office now because the boiler's been replaced today, which is good, and like I said, what else can go wrong, he says. But that's just in time for the icy blast that's about to hit this country. And an icy blast in this country means it's probably going to touch around about 0 degrees if we're lucky. But apart from that, everything is fine. So what have we got for tonight for you? Well, apart from my sore shoulder caused by throwing a ball for this new dog we've got, Marley, he's my border collie. And I've got one dog, a Cocker Spaniel, that just insists on going in and flushing out pheasants and things in the fields that's around my house and any other game birds that he can find. And this other stupid collie just insists on chasing a ball all day, and my arm is absolutely killing me and my shoulder. So, guys, if you can send me some healing out there, that'd be fine. Thank you. Okay, throughout the show coming up tonight, well, it's a little bit different tonight. Things have moved on slightly for me. Things have changed slightly. And the reason I tell you that, guys, is that, you know, change come about in our lives. Things move on, don't they? That's the best way to put it. And we've got to adapt and, as we used to say in an old job of mine, improvise, adapt, and overcome. And what I've had to do, there's a few things change in my life. A few things have moved on. And I've had to adapt what I'm doing and change the vibration, change the way I'm doing things, change how I'm doing things. And although this show will be here next week, you will have not a new host, an old host, the hostess with the mostest. That is Mr. Mike Spirit himself, Mike Davis. Mike will be back next week because this will be my last show for now. I'm not saying I will never be back, but this will be my last show for some considerable time in the hot seat. And I would like to think that, in fact, I've already been invited on another show. The girls, Jeanette and Sarah May, have invited me onto their show, which I believe goes out Monday evening. So I have yet to take up that appointment, but I'm really looking forward to going on their show and working with the girls because I have worked with Jeanette before, and she's a fine, fine psychic and medium. And Sarah, I've met once now, a year ago. But I don't think I've had the pleasure of working with Sarah. Oh, yes, I have. See, I don't even know what I'm saying, do I, guys? I've worked on TV in this country. So there you go. That's the way it is. But, yeah, things have moved on for me slightly, guys. And I did have a chat to Mike. And Mike will be taking the hot seat to get back again next week. And I would like to thank Mike. I'd like to thank Ken, who's worked with me for the last few weeks. So he's been a relatively new producer. He's done a wonderful job. But Mike particularly for allowing me to take the slot, put his faith in me and allow me to run this ship for the last nearly a year now. So thank you to Mike. Thank you very much indeed. And like I said, I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank everybody who's worked with me. But moving on more about tonight's show, what we've got for you. Mediumship and more, I think it said in the intro. Well, guys, if you've never listened to me before, you've never heard my brand of mediumship, a lot of us work in similar ways. It's just how we receive the information that we get, how we dispense with the information and dispense that, I mean, pass that on. And I always say it's about remaining with an open mind. I was actually out doing some private readings last night, local to where I live, and there was a lady, and this is what happens sometimes, we have psychic amnesia. And there was a lady, she said, "Do you know what, I just don't know what you mean." She said, I just can't accept that. I said, "Okay." I said, "I'm not going to force it upon you, but what we'll say is please take the information and, you know, see if it comes back to you later on." And her friend came in for a reading, and when I was leaving, the first lady had spoken to her brother and said he was able to confirm what I'd said because she wasn't sure at the time, and it suddenly everything came flooding back to her. And that's the way it works. You know, we can't bring everything back to mind straight away. We can't understand everything because what you've got to remember is spirit will often, and I always talk about the spirit intelligence, spirit will often bring information to us. They will, and sometimes I am not meant to interpret or try and translate what they give me, but sometimes my brain kicks in, as I always say, and what they show me, I'm trying to make sense of, which is wrong. It's not meant to be interpreted. It's meant for me to just give it to you. And at the end of the day, guys, I'm only human. And sometimes, you know, you might think of it differently. And I always say, you know, if I was to ask your dad or your mom now about something in your life when you were a child, both of them, even if they were both there, would have different memories of it. And even your memories could be different of it as well. So that's what you've got to remember, is what spirits are bringing through is their memories, and they try and bring it through as clearly as possible for you to understand. But what they've got is me in the way and you in the way and this physical body that we all survive in. So what have we got now? We're going to have a bit of music tonight, and I've chosen two pieces of music, one by Elton John, which is Rocket Man, and it's a little bit longer than usual, but I'm going to talk less and play more music, and I particularly like this one because he really gets the crowd going as Elton John with this Rocket Man song, and I particularly love you know, his piano solo, and everybody in the house is rocking. If you've seen this on YouTube, that's where it's come from. Just put in there Rocket Man, Elton John. I think it comes up top. I think he's got a red piano or a red suit on, or even both. And it's great just to get into and raise the vibrations. And the second song, which we'll play a little bit later on, is by a UK band from my neck of the woods. They were called Atomic Kitten. They don't exist anymore. But the song is called The Last Goodbye. And I quite like the song. But what I didn't realise until I saw it today, it's shot in my hometown of Liverpool. And so I enjoyed watching it for the scenery that they were filming during the shoot of the video. But there you go. So they're the two songs we've got coming up for you tonight. And any minute now, we're going to go with Elton John. But I would just like to say, guys, if you are calling in, then the number to call is 760-283-4611. That's toll-free if you're stateside, 760-283-4611. And if you want, and I've got the wrong link on this week, but if you go to, if you've got Skype and you're going to call in with Skype, then all you need to do is go to Blog Talk Radio. Look me up, Andrew D, because this is a quick way as well. And the show will come up. I think you go to On Air Now. Click on the link. There's a Skype link. Click on there, and you come straight through to my producer, Ken. And he won't be able to screen the call now, but you will get straight through. So apologies if there's a little bit of a delay in getting through, because there will be a queue, and I will be talking to other people. So please hang in there and have a little bit of patience. But just enjoy the show. And if you can take something out of other people's messages, the information that's there for other people, even if you just sort of absorb the energy, and just if you've got half an hour just to sit down and listen to the show for a while, then guys, I invite you to do that, because sometimes that's all it's about, is just enjoying it and sharing that moment. So I'll let you take this away, and Ken will play Rocket Man. Thank you. I'll be back after this.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight, 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. My wife is lonely out of space. I'm such a time left flight.
Wow, that's just got to be done, hasn't it, Mr. Elton John, Rocket Man? Well, if you didn't know that was Rocket Man, well, what can I say about that? Right, ladies and gentlemen, it's now time where we open the phone lines and we get down to the business of mediumship. I hear you say, wow. Right, do you know what? I nearly said I sound like Jimmy Savile then, but that was a shocking thing to say. I sound nothing like the guy. And guys, if you're in the States, I hope you'd never meet that man. you don't know who he is, but anyway. Right, let's move on. I believe we've got Lysandra on the phone. Lysandra, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Oh, hi, is it Lysandra? Sorry, is it Lysandra?
Lysandra.
Lysandra, my apologies. It's what I've got written down here. Hi, Lysandra, and where are you calling from today, please?
I'm in Mississippi.
Mississippi. Oh, well, thank you very much. I think you have got to be my first caller from Mississippi, and I really do thank you for calling in today. And how can I help today, Ms. Lysandra? What's going on?
I already made me an appointment to go see the doctor, but I was just wondering, do you pick up anything? Do you pick up a pregnancy?
Wow. Oh, do you know what? What I will say, I always go with my gut instinct, Lysandra, right? And I'm not a doctor, so I want that on record. I'm not a doctor. But the minute you asked me, I just felt positive about that, okay? So all I'm going to say to you is, I mean, it's 50-50, isn't it? You know, it makes a difference if you're not, Lysandra, but I did feel positive the minute you said that. It makes a devil out of me, or a little devil out of me, if you're not. So, but let's sort of move on from there, because I've got a feeling there's actually a lady comes through here from you, from Spirit. And this lady, as she makes me aware here, Lysandra, this lady comes through, and this lady is, I would say, a slight build as she comes through from Spirit for you. And as she overshadows me, this lady's making me aware here that, would you understand in your family going back to your grandmother's, on your grandmother's generation and even before that? Because this lady is telling me here that if she wasn't a maid, then she would have worked. What she's showing me here is almost like a black uniform that she would have worn. And it to me, it looks like a maid's uniform, okay? Would you understand this with one of your grandmothers? Would this make sense?
No, it doesn't.
Right, okay then.
Sure, I'm sure I can find out.
Okay,
Is it on my mother or my father's side?
I feel this is on your mother's side.
Okay.
Okay, well, anyway, that might not be the case, but that's what it looks like to me, this outfit she's got on. But anyway, this lady was quite slightly built, and this lady is making me aware here that when she was on the Earth plane, she would have been a very feisty lady, and the lady who would have not taken no for an answer. And she's also making me aware here, she's telling me that she would have, before she passed away, I feel as though she would have been in her 80s when she passed. That's where she's taking me to at the moment. And she's taking me, I feel, to your area of the country here as well. And what she showed me is that she would have spent a lot of time on her own, sort of contemplating life. And she's making me aware here that her husband would have passed before her, but she would also link this lady will link to the name Paul here, and that's where I feel that this comes in. So would you understand this at all, Lysandra, the description of this lady?
No, I'm not aware.
Okay. Right. Now, somebody else might, you see. So I'm going to just ask you to move on. I'll see if I can get somebody in here. So send your thoughts up to anybody from Spirit that you would like to come through, and I'll try to get them here, because the man has just stepped in here. And this man is telling me here that he would have been a gentleman of around 6 foot tall, and he would have... this gentleman's about 6 foot tall. And when he passed, I feel as though he would have suffered. And I always tend to feel the start of a cancer condition in the middle of my body. Okay. But now, it always... To me, as I said, a cancer condition always starts, this is the way I pick it up, in the middle of my body, unless it's breast cancer, and I do feel it in that area then. But this gentleman says that's where it started, and I feel as though if it wasn't stomach cancer, there would have been a problem there, and then it would have spread from there. Would you understand this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Now, what this gentleman has shown me here, I feel this gentleman was very handsome when he was here on the earth. He's just said he's still very handsome. But he's telling me when he was younger, he's making me aware here that he would have had to have, and I know we have heating with gas these days or electrical air conditioning, aircon. But he's telling me here that he would have chopped his own wood for a fire here when the weather got cooler. Now, would you understand where he would have had an open fire and burnt his own wood, and he would have chopped his own wood? Would you understand this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what your grandfather's telling me here, Lashandra, is that he's telling me that when he used to go and chop wood, obviously he chopped it for the fire, but many times he would say if he had a problem on his mind, and he said your mother would know this, I feel, but he said if he had a problem on his mind and he wanted to do some thinking and he wanted to clear sort of what was going on in his head and to be able to think straight, he would go and chop wood until, you know, and it's almost like I can hear somebody saying, you know, we don't need any more wood. And he'd say, you know, I ain't finished yet. And he would keep going until he got the anger out of his system or he thought a problem through. Would you understand this with your grandfather? Because this is what he's telling me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Lashandra. Right, okay. Now, where your grandfather's taking me to at the moment, I mean, I know you're in Mississippi and I know we've got the river down there, but where he's taking me to is that he would have often spent time by the river and he would have, and he's making me aware here that he would have fished as well. Would you understand this?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And what he's telling me here is that your grandfather was very much a great thinker. But what he's telling me here is that with yourself, he's just showing me a pocket watch here, and I feel as though what he's showing me is that if he didn't own a pocket watch, your grandfather was a man who kept an eye on the time, and he was very aware of time, and he was the sort of man that didn't let people down through sort of bad timing and bad manners as well. He was, would you understand this with him, that he was very sort of watchful of time? Would this make sense?
He kept his word, I do know that.
Sorry, say that again?
I said, I do know that if he told you something, he kept his word.
Right, thank you. And that's what you're saying to me, that he never let people down, okay? And I've asked him why he's come through to you here today, Lashandra. And what he's telling me here is that, and I feel this is particularly around a man at the moment, he's telling me that you feel as though you've been let down at the moment. Would you understand this?
Yes, I sure do.
Okay. And what your grandfather's telling me here is that he said there is no excuse for bad manners and being disrespectful towards people. And what he's telling me is the situation you found yourself in at the moment, he said you could have found yourself in, and any one of us could have found ourselves in this situation. But what he's telling me is we could have all dealt with it differently. And he's telling me you've been, and his words are, and you've got to forgive me the way he's put this, but you know the saying, he's been left holding the baby? Okay, mm-hmm. That's the term your grandfather's used here. But what he means by that as well, he said you've been left with all the responsibility and you've been left to think about everything and work everything through. But what he's telling me here is, he said the way he used to chop wood until he got to the bottom of a problem, he said he's working through a solution here for you. And he's telling me at the moment, Lashandra, that you are sort of looking for help and support from other people around you, particularly family, and it's not it's not coming together the way you would like it to. But what he is telling me is, he said, am I wrong in saying that you like walking? Would you understand this?
I haven't done it in a while.
Okay, what he's telling me is, he said, what you need to do is clear your head, Lashandra. He said, if you clear your head, he said, solutions will make themselves known to you. Because your grandfather's telling me here that he's trying to get a message through to you. And what he's explained to me, he said, everything will work out for you. But he said, what you need to do is offload. Oh, sorry, and he's just giving me the name Michael. Would you understand the name Michael around you?
At the moment, I don't.
Okay, well, I'll leave that with you. He's still calling Mikey here, so I'll need you to go and have a think about that. But he's telling me you've got a brother here. You've got a brother that's, is it, if he's not 28, he's about 2 years older than you. Would you understand this?
Michael is?
No, your brother.
He's 32. I'm 29.
29. Okay, then. Well, you've shown me 28 there. Show me 28. I thought he was about 2 years older than you. But what he's telling me is Michael links into your brother. Would you understand this now?
No.
Okay, no problem. Well, ask your brother. Okay, ask him where Michael is. Michael, who owns the truck, okay? That's what he's telling me at the moment. So you'll have to go away and ask about that. But anyway, your grandfather's telling me here, have you spoken to your brother about this yet? Because he's telling me your brother might be able to help out or even talk it through with you. Because he's telling me here you need to get this support on board because you've been left holding the baby in the past. And your grandfather wants to bring the family back together and start making the family work together because he's telling me that he said, you know, people are doing their own thing these days and he wants you to get the support that you need and deserve. So he said, please start talking to other people and don't try and go it alone, okay? Because your grandfather was always somebody that would go it alone and try and work things through by himself. And he said it didn't always work out that way. So can I leave that with you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for calling, Lashandra. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, right. Well, thank you, Lashandra, from down there in Mississippi. And I'm not sure the time difference there. I imagine it's about 6-7 hours difference. But so must be around about 4 p.m.-ish there, 4:30. But thank you, Lashandra, for calling in. And I really do hope you get to the bottom of that problem. Okay, right. Now, I believe we've got Desiree on the phone. Have I pronounced that correctly, Desiree?
Yes, you have.
How are you doing, Desiree? And that's okay. You've got a wonderfully uplifting voice there, if I may say so.
Thank you.
And where are you calling from today, please, Desiree?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Okay. We're finally back over to the East Coast. We always seem to be split. It always seems to be West Coast or East Coast. And I used to work for a telephone company in America. I worked over here for them in America. And it was always that split, obviously depending on the time in the day. West Coast or East Coast calls, but never really ever got anybody in between. So I don't know why that is. Maybe everybody in the middle of the U.S. is happy, and everybody else on the West or East Coast needs a bit of guidance.
Well, it's most populated in the East and the West. In the middle, it's kind of like barren. Well, I mean, there's people, but yeah. Not too many.
People and cattle.
Do
you know what? I remember flying to Las Vegas. God, I tell you what, it was when I first met my wife as well, 13 years ago. No longer, 15 years ago. And I remember we landed at Washington to refuel. I just remember flying over nothing for about 6 hours then over to then there was Las Vegas, then there was nothing to California. So
that's
I know exactly.
There's nothing in between.
Yeah. And it was the same in Canada as well. We sort of flew in on the, through in via Toronto and then on our way down to Edmonton. And like you said, it was just snow for 5 hours of the flight. All we could see was snow. It was white out. So yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Anyway, right, on that note, Desiree, how can I help today? What's going on?
I feel like a past loved one is trying to contact me, and I was wondering.
Right, okay. Well, listen, don't read this wrong when I say this, but would I be right in saying Mama's in spirit? Would this make sense to you?
Yes, Mama is in spirit.
Okay. Yeah, because she's here with me now. That's why I said it. And it's funny, the minute you spoke, and what happens, Desiree, is that we get people when they come on the phone, if they're a little bit downbeat, if there's a few problems or whatever, that very much comes through in the reading. And the minute you come on the phone, your mum just steps straight in here. So I hope it is your mum with me, and I want to give you a little bit of evidence of that. Now, with your mum... Now, I know your name's Desiree, but it's almost like I want to, and I know it's not a common name in the States, but I'm going to give you the name Deirdre here, and I don't know whether you understand that, or whether people are even called Deirdre in the States, but I just heard that being called. But your mum was larger than life, wasn't she? Would this make sense?
Yes, larger than life is wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the way she's just come through. She's almost bounded in here. And I tell you what, she's just... And it's funny, you know, Desiree, because sometimes when a spirit comes through, there's lots of evidence, or if they're not particularly feeling vibrant themselves, they've got to give evidence of where they've come from and what they were like and to try and trust the place that... But your mum's just bound in here with an armful of flowers for you. And I must admit, I've never said this to anybody before. And your mum is telling me that between the both of you, I know this sounds a silly thing to say, but your mum, I want to say she loved all of her children, but you had a particular bond with your mum, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes,
and
I
that's
did.
The way she's come. Now, she's making me aware here. Now, if it's not your birthday that's coming up, there's a birthday very close coming up here, because she's telling me she wants to celebrate. I feel it's one of her children, one of your brothers or sisters' birthdays coming up or just passed. Would this make sense?
My birthday just passed.
Okay. When was that then?
September 25th.
Okay. Well, that's close enough, isn't it? It's a month ago, but
yeah.
That's what she was just telling me, because your mum has not been through since your birthday or before your birthday, has she?
Been through what?
Been through. Like, she hasn't come through from spirit since your birthday, no?
I don't know. I think she might have.
No, but not, she hasn't come through anybody like me, has she?
No.
Right, okay, because that's what she's saying, see, and that's what I've got to get across, because that's what she just said. It's the first time she's spoken through anybody like me since your birthday, and that's why she's brought the flowers now, you see.
Actually, I had a reading on my birthday. And that's when she came through on my birthday.
Yeah, but I said since your birthday, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, and that's what she said to me. See, you've got to be very careful here, Desiree. You've got to be... The words that we use are very, very important, because your mum's words were, she has not been through since your birthday. And we lose so much in translation. And I've got to be very accurate with what Spirit tell me, because they know exactly what they're trying to get through. So anyway, happy birthday once again. That's from me. Anyway, the reason your mum's come through today is she's telling me that you do a lot of work in the community, don't you, Desiree? And particularly with children. Would this make sense?
No, I don't.
Okay, right. Okay, what I'm going to say to you is then, if you don't do a lot of work in the community, your mum is telling me that there are lots of children around you, or that you're surrounded by children, or you communicate or you connect a lot of children. Would this make sense?
Children love me.
Right, okay. Now, when I say children love you, and this is where we've got to get it right, because your mum was absolutely... a stickler for crossing the T's and dotting the I's. She insisted that everything had to be just so, didn't she? Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and what she's saying, when she said you do a lot of work in the community, you help other parents with their children, or when children come to you, I'm not saying you give them information or guidance or help, but what she's telling me is that when children are drawn to you, you're inspired to pass information on to them, aren't you?
Yeah, certain children are, I guess we see something in each other or whatever, but certain children, even if they don't talk, I could tell by their eyes that we're drawn.
Yeah, okay, and that's what your mum's saying here. You are doing this work with these children here, because she's telling me a lot of these children where you're drawn to them, your mum's telling me a lot of these children are first-timers here on the earth, but she said you would understand this, wouldn't you?
I'm not sure. Like, I know, like, I have some gifts, but I'm not sure of my gifts, so I'm not sure what I'm feeling, actually.
Okay, well, what your mum's telling me here is these children that you're drawn to are the ones that you sort of try and, even if you just pass bits of information on what it is, they are first-time spirits here on the earth playing in a physical body. And she said just the information you pass on and what you work with, That is your gift. She said you don't need to identify it or label it, but what your mum's saying here is that you just connect with these people, and she said that is your gift, so use that. But what your mum's telling me here is that she said your work is going to go further here, Desiree, and what she's telling me as well is that you either try and raise money or you try and... She's telling me here there is funding, or you try and raise money for local causes, or in order to help kids do things. Would you understand this?
I want to start getting more into it. I'm more open to it now.
Right. Okay. Well, what your mum's telling me here is that I know you're trying to raise money, and I want to say you're particularly drawn to disadvantaged children, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, and well, that's what your mum is telling me. That is where your gift is. And that's because your mum was another one who was great with kids. Because if your mum never had eight kids, would you understand where there were eight kids around your mum? Would this make sense to you, Desiree?
Eight kids around my mum. No, not eight.
Okay, don't worry about that for now then, because I want to move on with this. But anyway, she's just telling me as well here that around you... Right. Because your mum's taking me to where you live. You actually live in an apartment, don't you? Would this make sense to you?
No, I live in a house.
Okay, why is she taking me to an apartment? Right. Your mum is taking me to an apartment here. And what she's telling me is this apartment was, it was a few floors up. I'm going to ask her where this is. And what she's telling me is where, now she said where she lived. Would it make sense if mum was in an apartment? Because she's taking me to an apartment here where she would have lived in the past, where it was full of damp and it needed painting. And she said she couldn't wait to get out of there because of the smell of the damp. Would you understand this going back in time?
We had a house, and actually where she was quite lovely, but she had in a basement apartment, but it was beautiful, and maybe that's what she's saying. She wanted to get out of there. Towards the end when she was sick, she thought like leaving or moving was going to make her feel better.
Okay. All I'll say is, Desiree, is what your mum was showing me was an apartment going back in time. I actually feel as though this was when she was growing up. So I don't know whether you can ask some of your family about where your mum lived. It was an apartment that was raised up, a couple of floors up, and I feel this was going back in time and it was damp. But what your mum is telling me here is, and the reason she's bringing this through, because your mum used to suffer with her chest, didn't she? Would you understand where she would have suffered with her breathing?
Yes.
Okay, and she's telling me here. Now, you told me you've got a house, but your mum is telling me here that despite what you try and do, you also suffer with your chest. And she's telling me here that you worry. She said, to me, it feels like the joint in your shoulders. You've been worried about your shoulders and across the tops of your arms. Would this make sense?
Yes, and my hands.
Your
and
hands
my chest.
As well.
Yeah.
And your chest as well. Okay, thank you. Because that's what your mum's just explained to me now. And what she's telling me is, she said, they moved away from that apartment when they were younger for health reasons. And your mum said, you've got a house where you are now. But what she's telling me is, she said, right, let me have a look at this. Your mum's explaining to me here that when it comes down to either opening... Well, I don't want to say arthritis or rheumatism, but your mum's telling me that if you try and take the little, you know, jars, jam jars or anything like that, she said that's where you're having the problem. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, and all she's telling me is, like I said before, I'm not a doctor to the last lady, but your mum is telling me that you spend too much time either trying to help other people or, you know, helping them sort their problems out in many respects, even if it's just talking to them. And your mum says you need to spend a little bit more time on your, you know, looking after yourself and considering your own health so that you can help other people in the future. So can I just leave that with you, Desiree?
You sure can.
Okay, well, thank you very much indeed for calling in. And say
thank you very much, and you have a nice day or night, whatever it is down there.
Yeah, it's 11 p.m. here, so I'll say goodnight, Desiree, okay?
I'll say goodnight then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Okay, guys. Well, where are we going with that? Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to give my voice a rest, and this will be my song for bowing out tonight. I'm sure I'll be back on another show, but I'd just thank LaShandra for phoning in there, and Desiree as well, New Jersey. And I would just like to play a little bit of Atomic Kitten and The Last Goodbye. I'll leave you with this.
We'll never know. We'll love.
Well, that was the last goodbye, and that was Atomic Kitten. Right, I've got a little bit of a surprise. Mike Davis, the guy who let me loose on this TV, on this TV, Freudian slip there. Yeah, Mike Davis, who let me loose here almost a year ago, is about to join us. Mike, are you there, mate?
I am, Andrew, yes, I am, and good evening.
Well, how are you, Mike? Okay.
I'm doing very well, thank you, Andrew. Still a little bit of a cold left, but not too much. I'm getting a lot better, thank you very much.
Well, that's what you get for going to Florida, isn't it, Mike?
Well, you know, Andrew, that's what it is, you know, hot, cold, and, you know.
Yeah. Right, Mike, now I've got a couple of callers to get through towards the end, Mike. Are you going to join me for that, or have you just popped in to say hello?
Well, I've just popped in to say hello.
Okay.
I will join you in the calls if you want me to,
yeah,
Andrew.
Fantastic.
But obviously, I popped in for a reason, and maybe we leave that for another maybe 10 minutes or so.
Okay, because I'd like to try and get these out of the way if we can, Mike, just before we finish, because you know what it's like. Before you know, the time's gone.
No problem at all.
But if Desiree, if you're still listening, Desiree, I hope you haven't hung up and you're still listening to the show. But we talked about your gifts earlier on. I've just turned over one of my Oracle cards for you, and it says share your gifts. Okay, right. We've only got one call left, so I'd like to go to that call. And who have we got there, please? Hello.
Hi, how are you? This is Danielle calling.
Oh, Danielle, where are you then? Are you in California?
Yes, I am. In Southern California.
Oh, right. Fantastic. And, well, welcome, Danielle. Welcome to the show, and thanks for calling in there. Okay, Danielle. Well, how can we help today? Were you looking just to connect with your loved ones on the other side, those who've crossed over?
Sure. Whatever comes to you, I am open to accept it and feel it and hear it.
Okay, thank you.
You are so amazing, I must tell you. So amazing.
Oh, why? Do you listen in regularly, do you?
I haven't heard you. I know I've heard you before, but I don't remember when. It's maybe in the past couple of months I recognize your voice.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, and I heard, I thought it was, I didn't know what show it was, but when I heard your voice, I was like, oh, yes.
steady. Right, okay then. Right, Danielle, very, very quickly, I've got to work quickly because there's only about 10 minutes left and Mike wants to come in and Mike's going to help me with this reading as well. So you get, this is your two-for-one offer, okay? And I won't say bog off. Anyway.
Thank you.
Okay, right. Danielle, I've got a gentleman who's just joined me from Spirit here, and straight away this gentleman has placed me behind the wheel of a car. And as I'm driving along here, I feel as though this gentleman was involved in a road accident, but I feel as though this is not what took him from us here. I feel as though he would have been involved in a road accident some time ago, because he's making me aware of, if he didn't suffer two broken arms, then he would have suffered damage to his arms and his shoulders from the impact. But he's telling me when he... Can you still hear me?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I take it you're on a cell phone in the wind, are you?
Yes, I am. I'm in a cell phone driving to pick up my kids from school.
Oh, wow. Okay. Right. Okay. Aha. Now, this gentleman just placed me in the car, and I didn't know you were in the car. Anyway, okay. This gentleman, but he's telling me that when he passed over, he said he went out like a light. He would have had, I feel it would have been a heart attack. It feels like a heart attack, because what he's telling me is the blood flow just stopped instantly, because he's telling me he blanked out, and that's what would have took him over to Spirit. And what he's also making me aware of here, that going back in time, he would have had a road accident that would have left him with damaged arms and almost, I feel, damaged shoulders as well. And he's telling me he would have had a bang to the head here on the steering wheel. So would you understand somebody like this in Spirit? Because I feel very much like I want to put him, if it's not your brother, almost like one of your father's brothers. Would you understand this at all?
My father only had two sisters. All of them and my father have passed over. But I had a godbrother who just passed a few months ago from, he just dropped from a heart attack, and he was in his 30s, in his early 40s. But I don't know if he had a car accident early on, but he did pass away from a heart attack, and it was quite out of the blue because he was very healthy. His name is Paul.
Ah, right, okay. Now, it's strange because the first call I had, I said to the, I wanted to give the lady the call through that. I said, would you understand where you linked to the name Paul at all? And she said, no. But anyway, let's concentrate. Now you've told me his name here, Danielle. Let's quickly find out why this gentleman's come through. Because I do feel as though he was a young gentleman and he is still talking about a car accident that he was in. So I'll leave that on one side. But the reason that I want to... get him through today is because he's talking here, Danielle, about yourself. Now, I know you told me you're going for the kids, but what he's telling me here is that you are running around, running from A to B, almost trying to cover all of the bases by yourself. And he's telling me here that, you know, it's almost like you've been left to it as well. And he said you seem to be covering everything for everybody else, but you are getting support from extended family. But what he's telling me here is that with yourself, he's making me aware of a legal matter that's surrounding you at the moment. And I feel if this isn't connected to, and don't read this the wrong way, if it's not connected to a divorce, but he's talking about a life-changing legal matter. Would you understand this?
Not at the present moment.
Okay.
I have had a life-changing legal matter, which was a divorce some years ago, and since then have gotten back with my husband.
But it's
definitely life-changing.
Okay, and sorry, what did you say? You're back with your husband now?
Yes, we got remarried.
Right. Okay. What Paul is talking about here, and I'll be very quick because I want to hand over to Mike. Right, I said a life-changing legal matter, but he's talking here as well that, and I'm not going to try and make it fit and guess, but what he's telling me is, did you say it's flaky with your husband? Is that what you said?
Yes. I don't know if I used the word flaky, but that's basically, you got it.
I think you did. No, because what he talked about, the life-changing legal matter, but he's telling me here where there is talk of moving on from the home that you're currently in. Would you understand this?
I've thought about it. I've really been contemplating doing this.
Right.
Really.
Okay, well, that's what... Okay, and that's what he's talking about. Now, I knew it wasn't connected to a past matter. He was showing me the house, and he was showing me the legal papers, and he's saying a life-changing legal matter. And it's funny the way you connected to that, but he was saying, no, it's not that. Okay, but what I'll say to you, Danielle, is I know you've contemplated and you've thought about it, but he's telling me that move is going to happen because he's telling me that, and it's horrible that we're talking about this on open air, but if you don't mind talking about
that's
it.
Fine. Okay,
but he's just said that you've had these thoughts of going it alone again. Would this make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, all I'm going to say is, without telling everybody your life story, all I'm going to say is, Paul is telling me here, he said, you're a lady that's always known your own mind, and he said, you will do what's right by you, right by the kids. You will make the right decision. And he said, you've got to stop thinking about what other people might think or how it might affect, especially how it might affect people that aren't really in the equation, okay? And he said to me, always go with the flow, always go with that gut instinct. And he said it's led you in the right direction in the past, and it will lead you in the right direction in the future, okay? And I'm going to hand you to Mike. I'm going to hand you to Mike now, Danielle, okay, Mike?
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you, Andrew, and hi, Danielle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you very much, Danielle. Now, I know as Andrew was... giving you a wonderful communication there. You know, I do believe I've got a gentleman that links you with me, a gentleman that I want to say to you that will have suffered in this life before he passes, because I'm aware that he suffers in his body. He makes you aware that he is shaken, so I know that that's a condition he may have carried towards the end of his life there, because I know I'm shaken, my hands are quite shaken, whether that he had Parkinson's disease or something, I don't know, but I know that his hands are shaking quite... a lot here before he passes. He makes me aware that when he went in the end, it was quite sudden when he passed in the end.
Okay.
Now, I know that you said that your brother passed with a... Your godbrother passed with a heart.
Yeah.
But I do feel with this gentleman that it is his chest. He kind of breathes really shallow and really low as he breathes, because I know that I'm feeling this breath, and it's a really slow, a really shallow breath this man has before he passes on to the spirit world.
I wonder if that could be my father.
Most
my
definitely.
Father also My father also passed from a massive heart attack, like out of the blue.
Okay, that's fine, because I know that it was suddenly. I know that my breathing is very shallow. I'm really trying to gasp for my breath there. Now, your father, if I said to you that he was a very much of a loving kind of a man in his character, you would understand this, wouldn't you?
And
nothing was too much trouble for your father when he was here with us. Is that right?
Yes, that's absolutely right.
Perfect, because he makes me aware that nothing's too much trouble for him, okay? And he also makes me aware to say to you that when he was in this life, he would have always done everything possible in his heart, in his soul, to provide, to care, and to do as much that he possibly could to ease the pressure of everyone that touched within his life. And I do feel that, you know, this is what you need in your life at the moment, someone to ease the pressure, somebody that will take the burden off you, because I know that you feel as if there's like a whole world on top of your shoulders at the moment. You're not sure what to do, which way to go, and which direction to go, because there's so many people to consider within your life. And I believe that's why that you haven't made any rash decisions. I know that I want to say to you that you have to go with your gut feeling tells you, because I know that's where the spirit world inspires us, because I know that that's where your dad comes through here with us and says to me that within your gut feeling, I know that that's where the inspiration comes from. Now, your dad, if I said to you that when he was here with us, that he would have always liked to... if things was on his chest, if he had to say things out, it would come, please or offend. Is that right?
You said if he had to say things, what was that last part there?
If he had things on his mind that he would want to get off his mind, if he would want to say something, your dad had no fear in holding back. He would tell you exactly what he thought. Is that right?
Sometimes. Other times he wouldn't know what to do and would just go off doing weird things.
Because your dad has just come around to say to me that, you know, that he would want, if he was with us right now, he would be saying to you exactly what you need to do, okay? And he says to me that you have to do what's been on your minds before we took your call today, okay? And I know that in your mind that you was like toying with an idea, shall I, shan't I? Is this the right thing to do? Okay. But I know I need to say to you there, from your dad, he was with you as you've been driving your car. He's been like kind of sat in the back listening to every thought that you have. And he wants you to know that he's always by your side. Okay. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Okay. Bless you. We'll know that your dad is here with us as well. I hope that's helped you a little bit.
It has helped a lot.
Okay, well, Ashley, thank you very much for calling there, Danielle. And you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
There.
You
bye-bye,
too.
Take care.
Namaste. Thank you, guys. Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Okay, Andrew, I've come in on the end of your show, mate, because obviously we've got, I'm sure that you've already shared with all the listeners.
Yes, mate. Yeah, I have mentioned it earlier on. Yep.
I can't really say it's bad news, Andrew, because... It may be bad news for me and for the network to lose such a wonderful person and a wonderful host as yourself, Andrew. But, you know, it's good in another way, because it shows that you're moving on and you are developing in everything that you do. And I, for one, not so much from Mike Spurrett FM, but from me, Mike Davis, I want to wish you all the best, Andrew. And I know from Mike Spurrett FM, again, we would want to wish you all the best. And from each and every host, and thank you from the bottom of our hearts dearly for providing your time, your energy to give these callers the comfort that they need and what they are looking for. So, as I say, Andrew, from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you. It was an honor to work with you, Andrew.
Well, Mike, do you know what? I really do appreciate that, because I tell you what, and it's only since I came into spiritualism, and it was when I I left a job a few years back after over 20 years working there, and I walked out the door and I never got so much as a leaving card, a goodbye, a well done, thank you. And it made me realize that at that point, Mike, I was just a number. It was just about bums on seats. And since I've come into spiritualism, Mike, you know, there's people like yourself, there's Jeanette the Girls, Ken. There's so many people I've met there, and especially since I decided to go down the road of, you know, literally give up the day job, there's so many people that have come in to help me, and there's people like you, Mike, and I've only been with you just coming up to a year. I know I was on your show a few times, but you've helped me immensely, and it was you putting your faith in me and giving me the chance. I know we had a few cock-ups along the way, but, you know, that's all part of it. So, Mike, I'd like just to say thank you for giving me the opportunity, but also with... saying that with good grace as well, so thank you too, mate. Okay,
you know, Andrew, as I said, you know, it was an honor and a pleasure to work with you. But Andrew, I do want to say, you know, it's probably not going to be the end, far from the word, you know, it's probably the beginning, and you know, there will always be a place here for you in Mike's World FM, always. And you know, I do want to say to all the listeners, you know, there will be a show on next week. I will be coming back with the Spiritual Connection show, right where it was, where it started, Andrew, before you took over the show there. So everyone listening now, remember, I will be here next week, next Thursday, maybe at the slightly earlier time, which is 9 p.m. UK time, and 3 p.m., no, Elias, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, you know, I'll be here each and every week taking this slot for Andrew, and as I said, from Mike Spirit FM and from me, Andrew, we wish you all the best in your future and in everything that you do.
Thanks, Mike. And Pam just said that, well, I do a sexy laugh. So, well, I can't do a sexy laugh if I'm not laughing, but thanks very much indeed, Pam, for that sexy laugh, whatever that is. Well, Mike, thanks very much indeed. And guys, thank you for everyone that supported me for the last year. And I really have enjoyed it. But like I said, you know, there's situations changing around me. But I would love to be back on any one of the shows, guys, that you do. And if you're ever short of a medium, then do give me a shout. And I'll be there with you. Take care. Good night. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Andrew. Bye now.
Sorry, but that's all we have time for. You have been listening to Spiritual Awakenings with Spirit Medium and Psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm. If you want to keep in touch with Andrew, you can contact him on his website, www.drewd.com. That's www.drewd.com. Andrew will be back next week at the same time and the